said, went and gathered up fruit, apples. Now you over here and tell her that or not.
How's it?
A big basket
full.
And I just bought them, like, you know, take the four out. And that was smoked fruit.
What, how, you just put sulfur in the apple?
No, you didn't throw in those fruit now. You take your big old pan or something, just a few little embers of ashes or coals, you know, and you put your sulfur on that, and you'd set your basket over the top out and just spread your cloth over it and let it smoke so long, then you'd take them out and put them in a big old churn and put cold water on them, and that was something as good as you ever tasted.
I don't know
where you ever eat. I don't guess you ever eat any of that. What did you?
I've heard my grandmother talk about fixing things that way, but not, you know, I never.
That's good.
Understood what.
And you said the fruit didn't have no sulfury taste to it. You take it out, you know, and rinse it in cold water, and you could have your fresh if you want to cook your. A bowl of fruit for breakfast or dinner or supper, you just go to that churn and get them. It's all ready, just didn't take it long to cook.
Well, that's
a lot of people used to do that around here.
What sort of foods would you buy from, what sort of things buy to?
Do how?
What sort of food would you buy that you couldn't, you couldn't raise on the farm?
Well, now, it wasn't like it is now. You couldn't get vegetables or nothing out of the store. It was just flour and coffee and sugar, something like that. And now and then you could get a little can of beef if you liked it, or maybe a can of fish or something that way, but it ain't like it is now. You can go to the store and get about any kind of vegetables or food you know what you want, but it wasn't like that. Back them days you couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. So would y'all ever buy?
Get out!
Would y'all ever buy any kind of fish or meat or anything like that, or did you?
We raised our own meat. Yeah, we raised our own meat. You see, we sometimes we have beef or pork. You see, and then we had a big bunch of 80 to 90 head of sheep. And if you wanted to. Mutton, you know, in the fall when the weather got good and cool, and they sat, and that was good. We raised our sweet potatoes, our beans, our cabbage, our turnip greens, and our turnips, and all such as that.
What kind of beans would you raise?
Cornfield beans, not the half runners, there's the full runners. You know.
What do they look like? What?
Well, they look about like our beans look now, and only they're just a whole size better than what we have now.
What color would they be?
Well, a lot of times we'd have part white and some colors, different colors.
Uh-huh.
And some were called October beans. Now, way late you could go in them with the best things. There's three colors of them.
What was?
There was a cream color, and a red, and a white with little red streaks over them, and them was the best things. Lord, I bet you I could eat a big old stew pot half full of them. Think about it.
How would you usually fix beans like that when you eat them?
Well, you go gather them and string them and break them up and wash them.